Rarely do Republicans and Democrats find common ground, especially when it comes to education. But this year, fueled by a backlash against the state's standardized testing system, partisanship is subsiding.
Have all members voted? Clerk will lock the machine and announce the vote.
115 yeas, zero nays.
Show the bill passes.
The House unanimously approved a plan for, among other things, scaling back the number of tests mandated in the state's public schools. The issue has been steadily gaining steam, fueled by district complaints and parents threatening to keep their kids from taking the exams. It's also something Democrats, having found themselves on the losing side of education policy decisions, can get behind. But that does not mean they're entirely satisfied with the House's final work product, as Jacksonville Democrat Mia Jones explains.
We have already seen that there have been challenges in using this tool. Then we know that we need to do something before we put a grade on a school. So today I ask you to recognize the fact that we had an opportunity to do more, and we failed to do that.
The House's vision for a testing overhaul does much of the same thing as the Senate. Both plans remove an 11th grade English language arts exam. They stop districts from having to create new tests to comply with a teacher evaluation law. And they scale down the amount of a teacher evaluation tied to student performance. But that's just about where the commonalities end. And to Jones's point, the Senate version of the bill goes a few steps further by allowing schools to apply for a waiver from grades due to testing problems that occurred earlier in the month. Republican Senator John Legg says the state is also planning to penalize the testing vendor, the American Institutes for Research, or AIR.
We are requesting that the DOE go after any liquidated damages that the state may be entitled to as a result of this rollout, and then that we reimburse and funnel those monies back to the districts to help them offset some of the costs that could have or may occur as a result of administrating any assessments.
Districts across the state experience technical problems as they try to log in to administer the state's brand new writing exam. The Senate has revised its bill to include some parts of the House proposal related to the way teachers are evaluated. It also creates a transition period to full computer-based tests from paper and pencil. That was part of the criticism Tallahassee Representative Alan Williams leveled at the House version.
I hope that we will look back at this as we work through this process and negotiate with our colleagues in the Senate and really give choice back to the parents and to the students on this issue.
Speaking Wednesday to colleagues, Republican Senator Don Gates said he believes the Senate plan goes further than the House.
They passed it unanimously. Every Democrat, every Republican, North, South, East, West, Florida, all supported the bill. I'm no pride of authorship here, really, but I think our bill probably goes further in being responsive to some of the concerns of people who want fewer tests and better tests, even than our good friends in the House.
In addition to providing a way schools can escape grades for a year, the Senate bill caps the amount of time students spend taking state and district exams to 5% of total school hours. It also requires districts to provide test results within 30 days of an exam and includes changes to how students are promoted. All are missing from the House version of the bill. Senator Legg acknowledges the differences through a hockey analogy.
We're past the first period. We're past the second period. We're heading into third period. I don't want to go into overtime, and I really don't want to go into a shootout. Because if we go into a shootout, I don't think there'll be a tie. I think both sides will lose. I think the students of Florida will lose.
The House version of the bill has now made its way over to the Senate. The Senate version of the bill has one more committee stop before heading to the full chamber. And both proposals will eventually have to be negotiated into one bill. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.